Hallelujah.
If you want the gift of the Holy Spirit, why don't you just raise your hand?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, your word says all we have to do is ask. Now come now. Amen. Touch those with their hands raised.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
That their shame would be taken away. The shame of their trespasses. In it they would know joy. A new joy. A deeper joy. A joy of their salvation. A joy of their relationship. With who they are in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That you'd bring the tears of gladness.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
A gift from you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Chikadadiyam. And some of you right now, the Lord is just saying He's letting it go. You're letting it go. You're letting old things go. And the Lord is making new things out of old things.
Amen.
Old memories. Old expectations. Old judgments are falling away. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your gift of humility, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you humble the proud but give grace to the downhearted. Thank you, Lord.
I have a word that about facing obstacles, about that as these things come up, testimony, the presence of the Holy Spirit, that what may come in your mind are why that's not happening or not working the way that you want it to. Obstacles that may present themselves or pictures that you get of why that's difficult. And I believe that the Lord, just confessing those obstacles, and the Lord is just going to lift them off of you, remove them. Are you getting a picture of obstacles?
It's the obstacles of the world. It's
the obstacles of the world. The scripture from Psalms that they quoted. And against Jesus Christ in your life, everything is against that. Everything in the world is against Jesus and what He wants to do within you. Everything on the outside is against it. But the good news is Jesus has triumphed. Jesus is victorious. Obstacles to prophecy, to receive prophetic. Some of us can't even receive words of encouragement. We wonder, is it really true? Should I get my hopes up? Somebody says something good about me. Can I receive that? Well, we'll really see if that's from God. And this is the easiest shooting fish in a barrel for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. So Marsh and I are going to go to the Joshua House. If anybody would like prayer, come over there. If you want more of the Holy Spirit, if there's some question that you might have, has the Lord put a question in your heart or a doubt in your heart or whatever, come over and we'll pray about it.
We conclude with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you today. You show grace to us. You remove the veil in our eyes to know your move in our life. For the difficulty, for the obstacles, Lord, I just pray for your comfort. I also pray for your exaltation. I pray for your grace, for change in this congregation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Conquer worship here.